Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Percy Jackson and Poseidon podcast. So this is going to be my sort of review recap of season one of the TV show and sort of just my overall thoughts. But before we get into it, go ahead and hit the thumbs up button. Subscribe to the channel for more Percy Jackson content. So, overall, I really did enjoy the show. I think there was some problems, but they stuck the landing for me. I really liked the finale, and so that kind of, you know, made or break it for me into the thumbs up category, because there's a couple episodes that I really didn't like. So, particularly episodes 6 and 7. And so if the finale had been bad, it would have been a thumbs down. But the finale was good. And the first 5 episodes were good. So for me, overall, the show was a pretty good adaptation of the first book. Or season 1 is the adaptation of the first book, The Lightning Thief. And it was fairly well done. There was a couple of changes made. And, I mean, there's, you know, still obviously a lot was, you know, left out still. There's a few changes made. I think the overall casting of the show was really well done. I really liked pretty much everybody that was cast in their roles. I think they all did a good job. I like the actor playing Percy. I like the actress playing Annabeth. I really like the guy playing Grover. And I love the casting for Poseidon. And so I thought all of the characters were pretty well cast. And I thought they all did a good job. Now, my main problem with the show is that the episodes themselves, most of the episodes felt very rushed. Like, we gotta rush through the scenes so we can move on to the next scene. And none of the scenes really breathed very well. And we didn't really get to spend a lot of time getting to know the characters before we're just thrust in. Like, in the first episode, it was just, like, quick pace. Like, we had the flashback of young Percy, and then quickly Percy's at school, and then quickly Percy's with his mom, and then quickly he's, you know, getting attacked by the Minotaur. And so it's just like bam, 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 bam. So I would have liked more time spent at Yancey Academy, kind of really setting up Percy as this, you know, kid that doesn't feel like he belongs, you know, in the normal world. Like, why is Nancy Boba Fett, like, you know, throwing things at him? You know, we could have spent a little bit more time there, kind of just getting to know Percy and Grover. And why Percy felt so betrayed by Grover, right? So, like, we could have spent more time there. Actually, we spent a pretty good amount of time with his mom. That was actually fine. At least we got the scene in Montauk from the book. So I liked that. And then we could have spent a little bit more time at Camp Half-Blood. I mean, the whole second episode is at Camp Half-Blood, which is nice. But, I mean, that episode could have been a little bit longer, right? Like, we could have spent a little more time to, you know, getting around the camp and the cabins. Like, that also felt kind of rushed a little bit. Like, you know, Percy goes to camp, and then he's in, like, you know, we don't get to see really the routine of the camp, I guess. Like, he's, you know, he's just in with Luke. Luke kind of takes him under his wing. We see a couple of the activities they get to do and everything. We really don't get to see too much of the other campers, like the other cat, like the other, you know, demigods of the other the gods. You know, we don't get to see. We see a little bit of the Ares cabin. We see a little bit of the Hephaestus cabin with Beckendorf. And then, of course, we see the Hermes cabin. But we didn't really get to see any of the, you know, we didn't get to see the Aphrodite's cabin or the Athena cabin. So I think we could have spent a little bit more time setting up camp. And then the end of the episode, which I really thought was well done, the battle scene, and, you know, he gets claimed by Poseidon as his son, that all worked out really well. But then it's like, oh, now he's rushed off into the Poseidon cabin, and then, oh, now he has to go see the Oracle, and then, oh, now they're off to the adventure. And, again, we could have spent just a little more time, like, what does that mean for Percy that he thinks his, you know, now he knows his dad is Poseidon, right? Like, what does that mean? Why, you know, why is that important, right? Why is it important that he's a child of the Big Three? You know, we could just spend a little bit more time. And I think, you know, a big problem of the show was, you know, there's a little too much exposition and not enough showing. And I really wish we could have shown things. Like, I really would have loved to seen flashbacks of, like, a young Annabeth and a young Luke and young Thalia, and kind of see, you know, what they were doing. That, I think, would have really enhanced it. We could have gotten, I mean, we just needed to show things more. Again, you know, when we get to Medusa, right, Like, they just walk up and it's, oh, this is the lair of Medusa. And then Medusa just walks out and says, hi, I'm Medusa. And it's like, well, now you've just told us, and the whole mystery and figuring things out and seeing these young kids figure these things out, process this, and try and figure out a way to get out of it is kind of just gone. And so that's another problem, is like they just, you know, walk up into these things and they just know it. Like Percy walking up, walking in the seventh episode, he walks into the water mattress store and he just says, oh, I know who you are. You're Procrustes. You're gonna kill me. The waterbeds are a trap. Like, he just knows all this stuff. And again, it takes out that little bit of fun, the little bit of figuring things out, experiencing. We want to experience these things as the kids experience them. We don't want to just be told. And so that was my main problem with the show. It was too rushed, and they just sort of expositioned it instead of showed us a lot of things. So that was my main problem. And then also, I just think we didn't have any fun with a lot of it. There's a few lighthearted moments, sure, but like, there's no magical whimsy. Like, I wanted this to be a little more Harry Potter, right? Like, where the kids are acting like children, and there's, you know, magic in the background and things happening. You know, just add that, you know, little bit of fun element to it. You know, like, and when they're in the Tunnel of Love and they see, like, the light show on the wall, that was awesome. Like, we need more of that throughout the show. And so it just overall wasn't really fun. This version of Percy was a little too down, right? He didn't really kind of act like a kid reacting to this whole magical world around him that is new, right? And I think a good visual way of doing that could have been, like, using the mist a little bit more. Like, we see what normal people see, and then we, you know, the mist goes away, and then we see what the demigods actually see. That could have been a fun visual. So I just, yeah, so those are my main problems with the show. A little too rushed. Not enough show, and show don't tell, and then not enough sort of fun magical elements of it. But again, I think there's a lot of stuff they did really well. I really liked bringing these monsters to life. I love, you know, the Minotaur was well done. I loved Echidna and the Chimera. I loved Medusa. I loved Electo, Mrs. Dodds. I thought those were all really well done. The gods I thought were really well represented, and I like that we brought in Hermes and Hephaestus in early, because they're in the first book, really, and because we want to, you know, sort of get them in early so that it makes sense when we see them later on, and we're going to tell the full story. So I really liked that, and there was like a little change like that. One weird thing that stood out is that scene in episode 2 where Grover goes to the woods to meet the Council of Elders, Cloven Elders, and then he runs into that wood nymph. That was really weird. It didn't pay off. It never came back to the season. And so that's all. That's kind of representative of the show. It's like, why is that there? Get rid of that. We could have spent the time elsewhere, right? And I know it's, you know, it's sort of a part of Grover's character arc, but we didn't need it, though. And so that's one thing that bothered me with that episode. And then also, the Lotus Hotel was just not fun. That was a weird episode. It's so depressing. This is a casino. We need to have fun, right? And I just thought that was really weird. And then Grover and the Satyr dude, that was really strange. So again, like, what are we doing with Grover? Like, this is some strange stuff going on of how they chose to represent his character arc of, like, you know, trying to be a competent satyr worthy of searching, you know, getting a searcher's license to go search for Pan. Those two scenes with the wood nymph and with that weird satyr at the casino, we didn't need those for his character arc, really. We could have, again, spent the time elsewhere. And again, why is the casino not fun? These kids should be having fun. Again, that was another one where they just walk in and know everything. And I'm like, stop doing that. Show us. Take us on the journey with the character. I really hope season 2 kind of fixes a lot of these problems. But again, I sounded a little down. I actually really liked the show overall. I thought there's lots of good stuff in here. I really liked the relationship between Percy and Annabeth. I thought the two actors had really good chemistry. And even with Grover, the trio had good chemistry. But in particular, building up Percy and Annabeth's friendship, possibly blossoming relationship as they go throughout the stories, the books. So I really did like that. And again, I love the gods. I love getting Poseidon and Sally. I loved Sally. Sally was great. All the extra stuff we got with Sally and the flashbacks of her trying to raise Percy as a single mom, and he's, you know, has all these problems because he's a demigod, but she can't tell him that. I thought all that stuff was gold, and that's the type of additional stuff that I want to see going forward. I want more Poseidon and Sally. I want more Sally. So, yeah. So there was a lot of good in here. I just think that the bad stuff, I think, is easy to correct, and I think they should. But all the good stuff, keep that, and let's see what they do with Sea of Monsters. Sea of Monsters is the second book. Hopefully that's season two. And I think that would be a fun journey. There's some cool monsters in there. That's a lot of more cool backstory. And actually, you know what? I like this version of Luke. I thought what they did with the ending of Luke, I thought was much better than the book. He comes off as a little bit more of a sympathetic character. In the book, he's... I don't like Luke in the book. I thought the actor playing Luke is charming. So we're going to get more of him in Sea of Monsters. And so I really hope they can fix some of these problems. Make it more fun. Let the episodes breathe a little bit. Don't make them feel so rushed. And show us these things. Show us. Stop telling us what's going to happen. I don't want them, like, you know, walking into... They better include the Cersei's Island in Sea of Monsters. I don't want them walking into it and being like, this is Cersei's Island. I know how to get out of this trap. No. Let's show us the journey of these characters and everything. And that's what I want to see. So, overall, I really did like the show, though. I thought it was a good representation. I'm actually somebody who does like the first movie. Even though it's not the Percy Jackson story. I think the movie actually has a better tone, though. It is a little more fun. And that's really what I think the show needs to focus on, is having fun. These are kids. These are kids. Let kids have fun. And so, yeah. So, overall, I like the show. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. What are your thoughts? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Are you like me, kind of think like it had a lot of weak problems, but overall it's pretty good? Or are you somebody that said, nope, I love it. I never read the book, so I don't have nothing else to compare it to, so I thought it was great. So yeah, let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and stay tuned to the channel for more Percy Jackson content, where I will be reviewing the movies as well as the new books. So stay tuned to that. Thank you all for listening to Percy Jack's Son of Poseidon podcast. And until next time, later, seaweed brain. Bye.